Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 10th, 1950, the Barbados advocates impressed on the need for better measures to ensure safety at sea. As the Bajan adage goes, the sea has no back door, and this was certainly evident during this time. The newspaper's warning came in response to the frequency with which vessels were being lost in the waters of the Caribbean Sea. One of the most recent tragedies was of the Island Queen, which had disappeared without a trace. Similarly, it was reported that the Gloria May had departed from Demerara on December 24, 1949, and was en route to Barbados. However, by the time the holiday festivities had already ended on January 10th, the vessel had not yet arrived. This meant that without any news about their whereabouts, the lives of the 15 individuals on board, including Captain George Graham, were tragically lost. The suggestion was therefore made that all vessels should be legally required to be equipped with wireless transmitting and receiving sets. Had such equipment been available, a distress signal could have been made from the Gloria May, thus providing an opportunity for human lives to be rescued and saved. It was further noted that due to the lack of communication devices, no one was ever in any position to say what measure of suffering the members of the crew or the passengers endured, or even if there was an opportunity to save them. It was therefore believed that wireless radios would rectify this issue in providing some comfort and closure to the family members of those aboard. Another safety measure proposed was the awarding of certificates to masters of small crafts who met a prerequisite standard. Such awards could be provided by the Board of Trade or the School of Navigation in Jamaica, and would ensure that the safety of all captains, crew members, and passengers was top priority. Arrival of ships in the wrong ports was another prevalent issue being faced, and was responsible for the loss of time, and most importantly, cargo. As a result, it was believed that the legal enforcement of the aforementioned certificates would give all captains the opportunity to be trained in navigation. The lack of adequate shipping facilities placed passengers at a higher risk, as there was a subsequent dependence on small craft. Since then, Barbados has developed these facilities and now welcomes and caters to a range of vessels, from small craft to large cruise liners. However, the elevated incidence of tragedies during this period prompted the Barbados advocates to highlight the provisions which should be implemented to promote safety at sea on this day, January 10th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.